Hello.
This is Rachel with a courtesy callback from customer support.
Hi
And may
there.
I?
Thank you for returning my call. I did something very foolish, and I'm hoping that you can help me. I entered my credit card number, and it's been charged $59.89 for an item that was supposed to be $2. I have received nothing. It was one of the Amazon promos for the mixer. You probably have had 10,000 of them. And I'm just really leery that I've done something foolish. And I don't even know if I'm ever going to get a product. And I would, at the very least, like an explanation for the charge.
Okay, well, I'd be happy to further assist here. We are a call center that provides customer service to about 400 online companies, so I would need to get information pulled up to find out what the item is and the charges, or what the charge is regarding. So if you would please provide me with your zip code and first and last name.
Okay, I can do that. 85747. My name is Karen, Karen. Last name Skibinski, Skibi, as in boy, Inski, Skibinski.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And one moment, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm accessing information, so it'll take just a moment. All right, and for security purposes, if you would also verify your address.
7544 South Pacific Willow Drive, Tucson, Arizona.
Okay, and thank you for that information. And I've gotten an account located that is showing your first and last name as well as your address. And I see that you're calling us about the Bytes Hub app, which is what this is called. And with the Bytes Hub app, it provides a customer with recipe plans and meal guides to help you to eat and feel better. It is the result of completing an online survey. For the most part, I believe using an Android or an iPhone. And with the completing of the survey, you enter a contest. It does show that a mixer was the item that was offered on the page, but we assist with what was in the terms and conditions, which is the Bytes Hub Mail app. Shows that the transaction was done April 19th.
Correct.
So we just assist, excuse me, we just assist with the app here. For the item that's offered on the page, you would need to refer back to the original email, which we do not send here.
That's the
About the
problem. They didn't send me anything. They didn't confirm. They didn't send me anything. They just took money out of my account. I don't have anybody to refer to. They
Okay.
sent me nothing.
Okay, well, we assist with the Bytes Hub app. That's what's the cost of $59.89. It is a monthly subscription, helps you to count your calories and teaches you about increasing
No,
your
no, no,
energy
no, no.
level.
Is there any way you can help me dispute the charge, cancel the charge? I called the bank already twice, and they said since it was pending, there was nothing they could do, that I needed to wait until the phone number pulled up or an email was sent. And that was last week, and still nothing has happened. Can we dispute or cancel this charge? Can you help me with that, please?
Okay, ma'am, have you already contested the charge?
I have not. The bank told me to call you first. Right now, I have it up on my computer in the other room. I will go back and contest it, but it said call the merchant first. And this is the number it gave me.
Okay, well, we have to make inquiries since we don't place the orders, but with an explanation of the charge, it's for the Bytes Hub app, it's not for the mixer. So I will go ahead and cancel the subscription, which is, this was in the terms and conditions, and it does cancel all future charges.
Perfect.
And
I'm not expecting anything. I don't want anything. I just want the charge off of my card.
Okay, yes, ma'am. We don't ship the mixer either. We just assist over the phone with the app. It does show that the transaction, though, was, you were billed that on the 19th of April.
So now
your charge
what?
Your charge is still pending?
No, it's now at, I checked it this morning, and it does say that it has a date on it of 4/21.
Okay. Okay. All right, and recently they told you to call the company?
It says to call the company first, the merchant,
okay.
And this is the number it gives me.
Okay. Yeah, we're the 24/7 call center that assists with the app. Normally, with the $59.89 that's billed as a subscription price, we normally, there's a $5 fee for however the order's processed when the customer signs up that's retained. But let me see for just a moment.
Because like I said, if I had a company and I had a phone number and they'd sent me an email, I would do something. And that's why I'm so concerned, because all that's happening is my credit card activity, but no communication.
Okay.
The bank said call, wait until it is out of pending status and call. This is the number it gives me.
Right.
And you're in New Mexico.
No, ma'am, I'm not in New Mexico.
Where are you?
I'm in the southeastern part of the U.S.
Oh, okay. Anyway, are we going to be able to cancel this?
I've already canceled the subscription and the $5 fee for that non-refundable sign-up. That was waived as well. So the $59.89 has been refunded for the BiteSub app. For the BiteSub app. And I have the confirmation for the refund.
Okay, I'm ready. And if you'll speak slowly, because I am hearing impaired and numbers sound kind of funny sometimes. So I'm ready when you are.
Okay. The letter R as in refund.
Refund. Got it.
92.
92
0 5 0 5 9 7 9 7 4 4 8 8 1 1
Okay, so that's refund 9 2 0 5 9 7 4 8 1
That's correct.
All righty. You have been most wonderful. I've been so worried about this. It was foolish, and I won't do it again. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.